the blessing too. And so this morning we're going to start singing, and we'll start. Who has the one in this book that like to? What one would you like?
Number two.
Number two. Maybe you're thinking of. Well, number two is a fine hymn. We'll sing the first and the last verse of number two, and then we'll get some more. The first verse and the last verse. Come, 'tis Jesus gently calling, ye with cares and toil oppressed, with your guilt however appalling, come and I will give you rest. For your sin he once has suffered, on the cross the work was done, and the word by God now uttered to each weary soul is come. The last verse. Come, for angel hosts are musing o'er this sight so strangely sad. God beseeching, man refusing to be made forever glad. From the world and its delusion, now our voices rise as one. While we shout God's invitation, heaven itself re-echoes, come. What was the last word we sung? What was the last word that we sung? What was it?
Come.
Come. Come where? To Sunday school? Where does the Lord Jesus want us to come? Where?
To Him.
To Him. That's right. And it's important to come to Him while you're young. Because, you know, when you get older, it's much more difficult to come to the Lord Jesus. Because there's so many things that enter into our lives that we don't have much time to think. And I know some older people. I know a man that used to work for us. And he got saved way in his later years. And just 2 days ago, he was over to our place. I hadn't seen him for quite a while. And he said to me, he said, you know, he said, I was digging through some of my old rubbish. And he said, I come across a little book. And it said, Wrecked on the Burma Road. Somebody mentioned that yesterday. And I was so happy that he seemed to value that book. And he valued some other little stories that were in the Sunday school paper because he was an older man when he turned to the Lord Jesus. And he's saved, and I'm sure I'll see him in heaven. Okay, who's got another hymn? Let's try to go to the back page if you can, but you can take another one. Which one would you like?
16.
Okay, then we'll go to the other side of the room next. Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound. Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound. Send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over vale and hill. Is the loving Father called the wander home? Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh must not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the truth, the all. living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will. Whosoever will. Send the proclamation over veil and hill. Tis the loving Father calls the wander home. Whosoever will may come. Who does that mean? Whosoever. Does that mean everybody in this room? What do you think? Do you think it means everybody in this room? I'm sure it does. Whosoever will may come. If you don't come now, tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow might be too late. Because there's two things that could happen. What two things might happen before tomorrow? What might?
You could die.
You could die. What else might happen before tomorrow? You've answered a question. I got to get something out of these girls. What might happen?
The Lord might come.
The Lord might come. And if the Lord comes, it'll be too late to come because the door will be shut. You know, boys and girls, I want you to remember two things this morning, that every one of you are saved or lost. Keep those words in mind as you grow older. Saved or lost. There's no in between. Saved or lost. Okay, who has another hymn? Let's get one from the back page. Okay, what one do you have? Oh, young lady. 47. Good. When he cometh. Well, that's a nice hymn. When he cometh, when he cometh, to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. He will gather, he will gather the gems for his kingdom, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. You know, that's a very comforting hymn when we think of little children who have been called home. And sometimes the Lord does take little children home before they have reached very many years of life in this world. And so it's important to come to the Lord Jesus right now and ask him to be your Savior. And tell me now, is there anyone here who knows why we need a Savior? Why do we need a Savior? Why would you say we needed a Savior?
Don't want to go to hell.
What keeps us from going to heaven? What?
Satan.
Satan, yes. There's another word I'm thinking of. Do you know the word I'm thinking of?
Sin.
Sin. How do you spell sin?
S-I-N.
What's the middle letter? What is it?
I.
So you see, we're all enclosed in that word sin. Everyone in this world is born in sin except the Lord Jesus when he was born. He was the only one that had no sin. So he was the only one that can be our Savior. And we're so thankful this morning that we can be reminded of the Lord Jesus in so many, many ways. And a little later on, we'll be remembering the Lord in his death. And then we are going to be reminded that he bore our sins on the cross if we put our faith and trust in him. Okay, who's got another one? Oh, I'll get one more from this side yet. Okay, which one would you like to sing?
40.
Okay. Oh, you know 40. Jesus loves me. You know that one, don't you? Okay, let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let the one to him belong. He are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me though I'm bad, and he waits to make me glad, waits to fold me in his arms, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still. When I'm very weak and ill, from his shining place on high, come to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. What do you think we ought to do after we had been singing about the Lord Jesus loving us and that he died for us? What do you think would be a good thing to do right now? to thank him? I think that would be real nice. So let's just close our eyes and fold our hands, and we'll thank the Lord Jesus together. Our blessed God and our Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus. And we thank thee, Lord Jesus, that we could sing together this morning, Jesus Loves Me. And oh, precious Savior, we thank thee that every one of these boys and girls are known unto thee. Thou knowest all about them, and we thank thee that thou didst go to that cross of Calvary and there suffer and die in order that we might live. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray that every one of these boys and girls would put their faith and trust in thee. And if there's any older one here in the room this morning that doesn't know thee, Lord Jesus, as Savior, we pray that thou would help them to see their need and to turn to thee. So we pray for blessing on the gospel wherever it's going forth today. But we especially ask for thy help and blessing here this morning. And we ask it with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I think we could sing one more yet. Okay, we haven't. Who hasn't given one out before? Okay, what one would you have?
Number 44.
Number 44. Okay, oh, this is that nice one about that little gypsy boy. We sang this last Sunday at our Sunday school. Into the tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Tell, none can say of the children of men. Nobody ever has told me before. Did he so love me, a poor little boy? Send unto me the good tidings of joy. Need I not perish, my hand will he hold. Nobody ever the story has told. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Tell, none can say of the children of men. Nobody ever has told me before. Bending we caught the last words of his breath, just as he entered the valley of death. God sent his son, whosoever, said he. Then I am sure that he sent him for me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men. Nobody ever has told me before. How many learned the verse in the Sunday school paper last week? Well, I see some hands, and some probably thought if we go to a conference, we won't have to learn the verse because there'll be so many boys and girls there. But I'll tell you what we'll do. Instead of, if I can find my paper, I should know it by heart, shouldn't I? But I need a little help, too. And this is two verses, I believe. Who knows where the verse is found? Okay, where was the verse found? 27 and 28, right. And I'm going to read it to you first very slowly and carefully, and you listen, and then we'll say it together, all of us. Okay, it is appointed unto men once to, what's the next word? Die. Oh, quite a few of you know that. But after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Very good. Okay, let's all say it together. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hebrews 9:27-28. You know, it's very good to have those scriptures before us and to be reminded that the Lord Jesus died that we might be spared from judgment. Because, you know, our sins would shut us out from the presence of God. You know, God is up in heaven, and there's no sin in heaven. No sin in heaven. And there can be no sinners in heaven. There can be saved people up there, saints, but not in their sins. And so the only way, there was only one way that you and I could ever get to heaven, and that is that God had to send His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, into this world to go to the cross of Calvary and there bear the judgment of God against sin. He died that we might live. But if you don't accept Him as your Savior, you will have to die in your sins. And oh, what a terrible thing that would be if you died in your sins. There would be no hope for you if you died in your sins. But we want you to all have your faith and trust in the Lord. And that's why the brethren here had a special meeting for children, so that you could hear the gospel once more. And I hope that I can present the gospel to you. Now, most of you know that, I think most of you know, maybe not the children know, the older ones know, that one of the things that I like is to grow fruit. And we work with fruit trees. And I don't have a tree with me today, but sometimes I've taken a tree with me. And but I'm going to tell you a little story about trees. You know, you read about trees. Where do you think you read about trees first in the Bible? Anybody know? Where?
Genesis.
Which chapter?
Two.
Two? Well, I think you can go back one more. Chapter one. I'm going to read you a little bit from Genesis, chapter one. And, you know, when the Lord created the heavens and the earth, we know that there was, it says that there was, the earth was without form and void in darkness. But I'm going to read you a verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. Now you know, children, I know most of you have heard this verse from the Psalms about the Lord Jesus, where it says, all thy waves and thy billows passed over me. And probably you were like me, you didn't really understand what that really meant. But it really meant that all the judgment of God against sin was borne by the Lord Jesus. And God was so anxious to get this to His people that He, way back here in the first chapter of Genesis, He says, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And then He thought perhaps about His Son, the Lord Jesus, who would someday bear the judgment in order that we might be set free. And so then it says, and let the dry land appear. You know, there could be no blessing in this world. There couldn't be any fruit trees in this world if the dry land didn't appear. But in the very next verse, I believe it is, or a verse or two down, verse 11, it says, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding her fruit, yielding after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. So in the very first chapter of our Bible, we read about fruit trees. And I know that God knows how that every one of us can bear fruit for Him too, but we have to, first of all, come to the Lord Jesus and accept Him as our Savior. Now, it tells about a lot of fruit trees, really, in the Bible. And in the 12th verse, it says about the fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And, you know, there's a lot of things about fruit trees. There's something about the oak tree that speaks about man. We won't talk about that right now. But then there is the palm trees that the children of Israel rested under. Oh, God loves trees, and He loves boys and girls and men and women everywhere, and wants us to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. But now we're going to go to Psalm chapter 1. And there we talk about a tree too. The trees are mentioned everywhere in the Bible, and it's such a big subject, and it's so nice to try to understand a little bit. So the first verse of Psalm 1 said, "Blessed is the man." You want to be blessed by the Lord? Okay, now here's instruction. Blessed be the man, or we might say the boy or the girl or the young person. And last night our brother in the gospel was very faithful in giving solid words of warning, because if we don't listen to God's word and we want to go our own way, we're going to have to reap the results. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so it's important. This first verse in the psalm is a very important verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, first people, maybe they start walking in the path of the ungodly. And then it goes on further. It says, "Nor standeth in the way of sinners." Remember how Peter stood one time, you know, by the fire, warm himself, and he had his eye off the Lord, and he was looking at the people around him, and he was not quite ready to take his stand with the Lord as he thought he was, and so he was standing there. Well, then it says here, "Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." You know, that's the way it goes. It's a downward step. So, boys and girls, we want you to be very, very careful what kind of friends you find in school, because sometimes friends in school will take us away from the Lord and get us to try to reason out in our minds about things instead of accepting faith from as a gift that God gives, faith and trust in His beloved Son. Well, that's why we're here this morning. We want you boys and girls to be assured, to be sure that you walk with those who are Christians and find your fellowship with them. And I want to warn this for the older ones too, because I know that some of you are in school, high school, college, and wherever it may be. And the kind of friendship that we keep, and even after you get as old as I am, the kind of friendship we keep is going to leave its mark in our life. So try to choose the right friends. How do you try to choose the right friends? Who do you go to choose the right friends? Where would you go? Would you ask your mom and dad? That would be good. But there's somebody else that you can go to. Who is it? Who is it? The Lord. That's right. We can go to the Lord. And boys and girls, don't ever think you're too young to come to the Lord Jesus. You're not too young to ask Him to help you. And so we want to tell you this morning that it's very important for you to come to the Lord Jesus while you're young. Now, there's another verse in Jeremiah. You know, I think every book in the Bible has something about a tree in it. I'm not sure. I haven't read it that careful, but I don't doubt but that there's something about a tree in nearly every book in the Bible. In Jeremiah 17, it says this, "Blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord." And we could say here, "Blessed are the children that trust in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." And then it says, "He shall be," in the 8th verse, "as a tree planted by the waters." A tree planted by the waters. Well, you know, this year we set out about 1,000 young trees. and we wanted to be sure that all those trees had water to drink. So after we set the trees out, we ran a little tiny pipeline down each row of the trees, and that little pipeline is plastic. It has little holes every 8 or 10 inches, about every 10 inches, I guess it is. It has a little hole, and a little drip of water will come out of that little hole, and it'll feed that tree. You know, boys and girls, you need to be fed by the Word of God. Now, you may not have much time in the morning when you get up to read your Bible, but remember, the Bible is the water that we get to grow these trees. It is just like the water that you and I need from reading our Bibles. We need to read our Bibles, and then the Lord helps us to grow, and He will keep us from reading the wrong kind of stories that would destroy our Christian life. So it says here, he shall be like as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and none, and shall not see when the heat cometh. Well, these little trees that we planted this year, we had to stay maybe 8 or 12 inches away from the tree. We couldn't get any closer than that to drop that line alongside those trees. But you know, in about another year or so, if we were to dig those trees up, because we've done this before, then we find that all the roots of the tree, they seem to be able to tell where the water is. And they go right to that spot and they get their nourishment from that water. And I remember that I was told that we should always put that water line on the one side of the tree where the wind was going to blow the other way. So we get mostly west winds up at our place, and you do throughout most of the country. So you should plant that water line on the west side of the tree. However, in our situation, they planted part of them on the west side and part of them on the east side. So I said to my nephews that I work with, I said, well, watch that and see how well, if there's any difference. Because if you get the roots on the west side growing real good, it'll keep that tree from blowing over in the wind. You see, the trees we plant today, they don't have very deep roots. And so we need to feed them. Well, they need help. And you and I need help too. We have the Word of God, and we need to be fed. And if the trees are lacking something, they could mix in perhaps a little bit of nitrogen or something in that water so the trees would grow a little bit better. Well, it says here, this tree is like is planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river. Well, you know, the river waters speaks of water that's flowing all the time, and there's life. And you know, that's the way the Word of God is. It really gives us life. It gives us something that we can really enjoy. And if you boys and girls enjoy some little thing about the Bible, some little verse, tell somebody else. Tell your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister. And it'll encourage them. Tell your friend. And it's nice to be a help to one another. And it says, he shall not see when the heat cometh. You know, there's a coming a time in our lives, in all of our lives, and I think especially of you young people there, there comes a time in your life when the heat is going to be put on, as they say. And you're going to have to make some decisions. Life is full of decisions. I got a little game one time many, many years ago, and it was called Decisions. And you had to decide which button you were going to push to play this little game of decisions. But it was full of decisions. Well, that's the way life is. And you have to make the right choice. And the only way you'll know to make the right choice in spiritual things is going to the Bible to get our understanding about what would be right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Well, it says, her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. It says, shall not be careful. Now that really means it's not going to matter what happens. This tree got her strength from the river, and we don't have to be full of care about what's going on if we get our strength from the Word of God. But the word careful really means not so much to be careful about what we do, although that's a good thing to do, But just don't get worried, because the Lord Jesus is the one who can give us everything that we need every day of our life. And if we do, we'll be like that fruitful tree. And the next verse in that, Jeremiah 17, says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" You know, I know what my heart is like. I can't see into your heart, but I know that I need help every day. Every day of my life, I need help. And I'm so thankful that in the morning when I get up, that I have a little bit of time that I can sit down and read the Bible, and then I can just pray and just commit myself to the Lord for the day. Boys and girls, I hope you'll get in the habit of doing something like that. Don't follow me, but follow the Word of God. And you'll realize that the Lord wants us to put our not only our faith and trust in Him, but He wants us to have confidence in His Word, and He will guide us and keep us and direct us. Now there's another place that we read about fruit. We read about the tree in the first chapter of the Bible. What do you think is in the last chapter of the Bible? Well, let's turn to it if you have your Bibles, and if you don't have your Bibles, you just listen. "And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was the tree of life that bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." You know, this gives us a little picture of what heaven is going to be like. There's going to be the tree of life. And all the difficulties that are in the world today, and there are so many difficulties, and they don't know how to account for all the things that are taking place. They don't know what to do as they look ahead, and they don't want to look that far ahead. But if you and I look ahead, we can remember that there's a wonderful time coming, and there's going to be the tree of life. Oh, I was going to tell you too about the trees in the Garden of Eden. There are many different kinds of trees in the Garden of Eden, wasn't there? There's the tree of good and of the knowledge of good and evil. And then there was the tree. I better turn to it and read it. In the 17th verse we read, or the 16th verse, "The Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Well, you know, man was given that choice. Not really a choice, but he was told not to eat of it. And sometimes when we're told not to do something, that's the very thing we want to do. That's because we have a sinful nature within us that wants to do just the opposite of what the Word of God tells us. But we want you children to really remember that the Lord Jesus is there to help us, and He'll always help us if we come to Him. We want you to come to Him early in the morning, first thing when you wake up. If you can't do any more, then, I'm going to repeat something that I heard. The brother's here in the meeting this morning, I think. I don't see him yet. But he said, every morning when I wake up, he said, I throw my arms back and I say, "Thank you, Lord, for this day." And I hope you'll be willing to do that. You know, it left a mark on me. I heard this many, many years ago. And this brother said, I wake up in the morning and I put my arms out like that and I just say, "Thank you, Lord, for this day, for saving my soul and giving me eternal life." If you just say that much, then maybe you'll add a little bit more pretty soon and ask the Lord to help you and to keep you. And that's a good way to start out today, to thank the Lord together. I mean, thank the Lord individually, because He likes to hear our voice. Somebody read the verse yesterday, and it says, "Come, let me hear thy voice." Oh, the Lord wants to hear our voices. So now, in closing, let's sing one more hymn. We didn't sing 41. So let's close our meeting this morning with singing hymn 41, Around the Throne of God in Heaven Will Many Children Sing. It doesn't say all, but I trust that everyone here will be among that number. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring. Okay, 41. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring. Singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. In the shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light, and joys that never fade. Singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. What brings them to that world above, that heaven so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love? How come those children there singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high? Because the Savior shed his blood to purge away their sins, now washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean. Now wait a minute, please. Wait a minute. Stand up. Glory, glory be to God. Repeat that chorus. Sing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Thank you. Now you may be seated. You know, the reason I ask you to stand is because it says glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Now the next meeting that we hope to have here, Lord willing, will be to remember God's love in sending His beloved Son into this world and to go through death that we might have everlasting life. So we really want to give God the glory. Now let's just commend ourselves to the Lord. Our blessed God and our Father, we do indeed thank Thee this morning that we could be here to speak of Thy love. We know it was done in a very feeble way, but Thou art able to use Thy word for blessing to each one of us. We pray for these dear boys and girls, and do pray that early in their years they may put their faith and trust in Thee. And then we think of our dear young people too, and the older ones, all of us, how much we need Thy help. Help us to realize and feel our dependence upon Thee. We know Thou dost delight to bring blessing into our lives. And so we thank Thee for the land that appeared when all the waters were gathered together in one place, and now there can be blessing flow out. We thank Thee, Lord Jesus. Commend us to Thee in Thy precious and worthy name. Amen. Now, the Sunday school papers are on the either end of the stage there for the children, or if any of you need a copy. So be sure you pick up a copy so you can learn your verse. Thank you.
Would you please pass the thorn sheath to the center of the room? A black man appeared.